have one spare copy.
The next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2424 Ocean 6.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2424 for Ocean 6 for 6 multifamily units in an MR medium density residential district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks the approval of 6 multifamily structures on approximately 0.61 acres of land. Two, 6 new multifamily units in this location will not overburden this property and will be similar to the other multifamily and townhouse developments and densities around this site. It is one of the last vacant properties in this area, and it is reasonable to allow it to be developed in a similar way to its surroundings. This is an appropriate location for small multifamily residential development. Three, this site was the subject of 2 prior approved conditional uses in 2003 and 2009 for the same multifamily use, with the only difference being the number of units. In the prior applications, 7 units were approved, while this application seeks approval for only 6. Four, this site is between the towns of Bethany Beach and South Bethany. It is surrounded by properties that are zoned B1, HR2, and C1, and it is frontage on Route 1. In addition to fairly intensive commercial uses, there are the high-density residential developments of Sea Colony and Sea Pines Village close by. This development is appropriately located within this mixture of zoning districts and uses. Five, this site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of development is appropriate in this area according to the plan, which states that a range of housing types are acceptable here, including medium and high densities, when a site is served by central water and sewer, where the use is in keeping with the character of the area and other similar factors. These types of considerations exist with regard to this site. Six, the proposed development will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Seven, DelDOT has stated that the development will have a diminutive impact upon area roadways. The proposed development will not have an adverse impact upon traffic or roadways. Eight, the development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. Nine, the development will be served by central water. 10, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. 11, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of residential units shall be 6. B, the developer and the condominium shall be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of the project's stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, roadways, and other common areas. C, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be completed by the developer as required by DelDOT. D, any dumpsters on the property are to be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. E, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. F, the project shall be served by central water to provide drinking water and fire protection. G, construction activities, including site work, delivery, and deliveries, shall only occur between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall be no construction activities at the site on Sundays. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign in English and Spanish confirming these hours shall be prominently displayed at all entrances to the site during construction. H, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The system shall be designed and maintained using best management practices. I, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department, demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second that.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2424 Ocean 6. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for reason and condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
I vote yes for the reason and condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Next on the